This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Oliver Conroy. First name is Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. Last name is Conroy, C-O-N-R-O-Y, Conroy. Date of birth 2/21/2024. This letter is being written to Dr. Ayala Luis. First name is Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A. Last name is Luis, L-U-I-S, Luis. Address 801 Brewster Avenue, B-R-E-W-S-T-E-R Avenue, Suite 250, Redwood City, California 94063. Telephone number 650-368-8583. Fax number 650-361-8396. Dear Dr. Luis Ayala, L-U-I-S, last name Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A. I saw Oliver Conroy, first name Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, last name Conroy, C-O-N-R-O-Y, Conroy. I saw Oliver Conroy, a six-month-old infant, for a second opinion period. As you know, this baby was born at UCSF after vaginal delivery and was discharged at on day two in satisfactory condition period. Ever since age 1 month, he has developed eczema, which has become quite worse, and there is constant itching and redness of his and significant erythema and some scaling of skin period. Not too long ago, he was exposed to cats and dogs at his grandmother's house, and there was significant flare-up, and that is quite consistent with possible allergic response to dogs and cats period. Family does not own any animals in their home period. He was fed Costco brand formula and then was changed to Alimentum, and he seems to be enjoying that quite well period. His rashes are not much improved since introduction of Alimentum period. There are no solid foods given to this baby period. He has seen a dermatologist 2 months ago and was asked to use 1% cortisone cream period. Mom is quite apprehensive about using steroid creams, and certainly that is not very helpful in taking care of this problem period. He has also seen another doctor at Stanford and was prescribed bacitracin cream and Augmentin for possible bacterial infection period. Overall, mother is quite worried about his eczema not getting better and wanted to know a little more about what can be done to improve his eczema condition, his eczema period. Certainly, the child is quite pruritic, and that needs to be controlled period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 6 month old who did not seem to be in any distress and was happy and smiling period. He is appropriately nourished and built period. There was significant erythema involving his face, arms, legs, abdomen, chest, hands and ankles period. There was some scaling and excoriations, possibly due to itching period. I would consider this eczema to be moderate to severe in Certainly allergies allergies can play a role in exacerbation of eczema, but this child probably has this eczema has this problem, and I do not believe allergies at right now are playing any significant role. Period. I told mom to be very careful in introducing solid foods, and they should be introduced one food at a time. Period. I discussed with mom in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and eczema and answered all her questions, period. She seems quite worried, and I'm recommending the following. Number one, appropriate skincare with use of moisturizers. Number two, hydrocortisone 2.5% twice daily for a week to 10 days till eczema lesions calm down. Number three, Benadryl 2.5 ml up to twice daily for itching. Number four, I am recommending this child to see a pediatric dermatologist at Lucile Packard Children's Hospital, and this period eczema of this severity should be monitored by a pediatric dermatologist, and certainly they might consider using biologic medications like Dupixent, Dupixent, period. This was all discussed with mom, and hopefully all this is going to be helpful, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. It was a pleasure taking care of little Oliver, and I am hopeful that he would be well soon, period. End of dictation on patient Oliver Conroy. Thank you.